It is time for Jamie Eisenberg's all sleeper team right now on Fantasy Football Today Express. We're going one quarterback, two running backs, two receivers, a tight end, and a flex here on this all sleeper team. Jamie, who is our sleeper quarterback?
I'm going to go Kyler Murray. I'm excited that he's the starter for the Vikings. I'm excited that he's got this receiving core, including the tight end, to work with and TJ Hockenson, but he's never had this much talent on the field with him, with Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison and Juwan Jennings and being coached by Kevin O'Connell. The biggest thing is, will he still run enough? Because that's been such a big part of his fantasy value, basically averaging 36 yards per game in his career, which is amazing. So if we get that, we get an improved passer, we get an offense that will hopefully pop. I think there's an opportunity here for Kyler Murray to push to be a top 12 quarterback. I don't have him ranked that way because the position is so deep. But if you are looking for a good second quarterback, or as we know, if you wait on the position too long, and if you recall the Superflex draft that we did last week, he was the first quarterback that I drafted. I think there's still immense upside for Kyler Murray now getting a chance to prove himself in Minnesota.
Okay, they've done it before with Sam Darnold and even with Kirk Cousins, really. I mean, he was so good in Minnesota. How about a running back, or you want to give us two?
I'll give you two guys that I just continue to draft, two young running backs, both really getting their opportunities for the first time, potentially. Jonah Coleman would be one, and Marshawn Lloyd would be the other. So looking at Coleman, as we've seen, you know, it seems as if Sean Payton has a plan to use him. Unfortunately, as we know, J.K. Dobbins has missed at least four games in each of the last four seasons and a significant amount of games over that span. And so my guess would be it would be a shared situation between R.J. Harvey and Jonah Coleman. And you're getting Coleman after pick 100. He's an easy guy to stash on your bench. You may get frustrated. You may have to drop him. I hope that's not the case, because he's probably not going to get a heavy workload if everybody is healthy. But we heard reports following the draft that he could be their goal line guy. We heard reports that he could get opportunities in the passing game. There's just a lot to like about where Jonah Coleman is at because of who his coach is. And certainly if you're in any, you know, we're going to get this question. Hey, I'm in a long-term keeper league. Who are some guys I could target late that might be future starters? Well, J.K. Dobbins on a one-year deal. I think he's on a one-year deal, but probably not with the Broncos very long. And R.J. Harvey may not be their starter if Coleman does what he's capable of doing. The other guy would be Marshawn Lloyd. Again, you're banking on the bingo. You're banking on Josh Jacobs maybe missing time. He's not an old running back, but he's aging, missed some time last year. We saw Emmanuel Wilson come in and be a very successful replacement option, but there is the potential suspension looming. And I do think that Lloyd will get opportunities in tandem with Jacobs. He's already been banged up in camp with a groin injury. So I draft Marshawn Lloyd almost in the majority of my leagues, or I have drafted in the majority of my leagues. He's clearly a lottery ticket and waiting just in case something does happen, Jake.
Yeah. And I think we're seeing a little bit of clarity on how the Packers are going to use their running backs in the event that Josh Jacobs misses some time, and that is Chris Brooks working as the third down back. But I think Lloyd will play a little bit on third down too. It won't just be a strict third down situation, I think. But Lloyd, yeah, the starting running back on a really good team that's very good for running back production, it's pretty enticing if Josh Jacobs does miss any time. And honestly, like, man, what a weird, like, disjointed offseason for Josh Jacobs. And is there a chance of re-injury? Injury experts always say, you know, there's always a chance of re-injury, basically. And it just, he hasn't played at all in the preseason. He missed a lot of training camp. He's had the off-field issues. It's like a weird unknown vibe around Josh Jacobs right now.
I think, and just tying in the news with Ashton Jeanty, you've heard me say this a lot. When you get to the end of your draft and you're looking about who to put on your bench, there's so much more benefit to putting running backs that are either direct handcuffs, not necessarily for your own guys, or an injury away, as we're seeing potentially with Mike Washington, to being significantly fantasy relevant. It's happened year over year forever. So it's not just a guy like Lloyd. It's not just guys like Lloyd or Coleman. It's Ray Davis. It's Tank Bigsby. It's trying to think like the guys, Emmett Johnson. You know, guys.
Yeah, can I throw another handcuff in there that we never talk about? What about, sure, Samaje Perine?
Samaje Perine is a perfect one. Malik Davis is another one if he's going to be the number two guy in Dallas. Like, there's just, the list is, I don't want to say it's endless, but, you know, just basically look at Jalen Wright, for example. You know, like, he could be good in Miami. There's just a lot of guys that are a play away from being maybe not top 10, but could be top 20, could be a flex, could be whatever. And instead of drafting, I do like Trey Tucker, but like a Trey Tucker as a fifth receiver, when you have four guys that you like, or a sixth receiver, which would be worse, or a second tight end or a second quarterback, like I want my bench to be guys that are lottery tickets. Like that's just the way I build my teams.
Yep. You want your bench to have that player where there's a running back that gets hurt and people go to the waiver wire and they go, oh, Jamie already has this guy. Damn it. All right. We'll be right back on Fantasy Football Today Express. All right. We got Kyler Murray, Marshawn Lloyd, and Jonah Coleman so far on our sleepers team. Two wide receivers, please.
Yeah, I'll go Kaysen Concepcion and Jalen Coker. Concepcion obviously has been building a lot of momentum this offseason. Look, a lot of these guys are obvious at this point when we talk about these sleepers in the middle of August. But I think the news on Monday of Deshaun Watson being the starter, not the best for Concepcion, but I think we could see a path where it's not going to be long where Watson gets benched. And then Shedeur Sanders, who will probably throw underneath a lot, as we saw with Harold Fannin, will help Concepcion because he's most likely going to be the slot receiver for the Browns. But I love what they've done in the preseason of manufacturing touches for him. So they want to put the ball in his hands. Another player, like if you're looking long-term keeper leads, we know Dynasty League for sure he's a first-round pick, but if you're looking long-term keeper leads, you bump guys like this up because if the Browns get a quarterback, their young talent is fantastic with their backfield set, their receiving core now set, their tight end is set. Like you can see these guys being really successful for many years to come. And so Concepcion hopefully will do enough in his rookie season to be number three wide receiver worthy, but can be a superstar moving forward. And in the case of Jalen Coker, we saw it last year. Again, I referenced this on the full-length episode. Last five games, targets were basically the same between him and Terrell McMillan. Coker, in those five games, one of them was a playoff game, averaged over 14 PPR points per game. Terrell McMillan, under 10 PPR points per game. Going to get a lot of opportunities in this offense because there's not a lot of talent in the passing game. So I do think that Coker is going to be a very good late-round pick that could be in the conversation for a starter in three receiver leagues.
Okay, who's our sleeper tight end on the all-sleeper team?
You reference him at the very end of our full-length episode when I forced you to do the news and notes, and that's Terrence Ferguson. again, not a lot of options in the passing game for the Rams right now. I think their third receiver is Jordan Whittington, and they don't want to use Jordan Whittington. I think their third pass catcher is going to be Terrence Ferguson. And we saw it last year. Colby Parkinson was a borderline starting tight end. Ferguson was a rookie, not playing very much. Well, now they have an injured and potentially facing a suspension for Puka Nacua. And Devontae Adams is 33 years old. So you could see a path where maybe both miss time. I hope that's not the case. But I'm just taking dart throws here on players with upside. So I'll kind of go back to what I said about the running backs. If I have an opportunity to take lottery ticket running back versus second tight end, I'm obviously going to take the lottery ticket running back. But if you're in a deeper league, certainly tight end premium league, Ferguson is going to be a high-end tight end too, and I would not be surprised if once we get to early in the season waiver wire conversation, you should be picking up Terrence Ferguson because we know Sean McVay loves to use his tight ends. We know that they're very loaded at the position. Remember, they still have Tyler Higbee and they still have Parkinson, and they drafted a tight end as well. But I think Ferguson has the receiving chops to be heavily involved here, and I think Stafford will lean on him. So he's somebody that has crept his way up. You know, so Heath talked about Dalton Schultz. I think once you get past Dalton Schultz, Juwan Johnson, two guys who have benefited from injuries, he's the next guy for me. So I would actually take him over Jake Ferguson, who may get more targets. But I think Terrence Ferguson is the better Ferguson because of the offense that he's in.
We've got Kyler Murray, Marshawn Lloyd, Jonah Coleman, Jalen Coker, Kaysen Concepcion, and Terrence Ferguson. We need a sleeper flex.
Let's go with another Packers guy, and I'm going to give you your option. I'll let you decide. Jaden Reed or Matthew Golden? Who do you like better?
Jaden Reed or Matthew Golden? I like Jaden Reed slightly better.
Me too. What we've seen from him, his last 23 games where he had at least five targets in game. There's been a lot of missed games over that time, but his 23 games in his career where he's had over five targets. 15 of those games, he scored at least 15 PPR points. So there's huge, 13 PPR points. He's averaged over 15 PPR points per game. There's huge production here when he gets chances. Stay healthy. I think all three Packers are going to be relevant. I think all four Packers pass catchers, factoring Tucker Kraft. So Christian Watson, Jaden Reed, Matthew Golden, Tucker Kraft, all going to be relevant. But I think Jaden Reed is going to be very fun to roster because if there's a Jacobs injury, we know they'll use him in give him some carries.
Yep.
I think they'll do that anyway if Jacobs is healthy. But I think Golden's going to be better than he was last year. I think Christian Watson, if he's healthy, could be awesome. But Jaden Reed hopefully stays on the field and gets a chance to look like he did in his rookie season.
Jamie, I need your help. I'm on the clock. in the FFT Open League with the eighth overall pick.
Okay.
PPR. You know I love me some Christian McCaffrey, but I got to take Amon-Ra St. Brown, right?
I would. I think it's just safer.
Yeah, let's do it. St. Brown.
It's just easy to draft this way because you know what's coming back to you in round two is a slew of running backs.
I think so, but no Jenty now. So we got 1, 2, 3, 4. We got 8 picks before I pick, and we got Taylor, McCaffrey, Walker, Hampton, Achan, Barkley, Henry. I think that's 7 running backs. Yeah, I think one of those 7 will be there.
You're looking at CeeDee Lamb and Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, exactly. Unless those running backs are the next 7 picks, I'm going to get that running back in round two. But man, McCaffrey is.
Who's the one you want?
I think
realistically, does McCaffrey be the one to take them? Realistically,
yeah, I won't get McCaffrey or Taylor. I think I would go Hampton and then Barkley and then Achan. Those would be my top 3.
Not Brown.
He's gone. Chase Brown went 7th.
Wow.
Over Amon-Ra St. Brown. Dan Schneier is knocking on the door. He needs to get in to record a podcast. So we will talk to you tomorrow.
No, bring Dan on the air for a second. Let's.
No, we gotta go. We'll talk to you tomorrow on Fantasy Football Today.
Podcasts.